Hey,
he's welcome back. Making a weird face at me. So.
It's definitely about the brackets. We'll get to that shortly. Vegas Fever Podcast, everybody. Welcome back in. Paula and myself. Jason here along with you. This episode, of course, like all of them, are brought to you by Inside the Rink. InsideTheRink.com, inside_the_rink on Twitter. Lots of playoff content, especially from our Boston friends, Boston Benders podcast. They are doing live after every game. They want to know about live, but they are doing something. If it's not live, it's a show, it's something, a recap. They're doing something every game.
Commitment.
Well, they have a team that's on the same coast that they are, which makes it
a little easy.
That's something that we'd love to do, although, you know, I'm not hopping on with you guys at 2 a.m. So it's just not going to happen. A bunch to get to. It's pretty much hockey related. You know, I could talk about the A's, but that's not going to track very well. For those not listening on YouTube, my co-host, my lovely wife here, is not giving me a great face about the Oakland A's. So we'll have to just do that as more information comes, which it will. So we'll get to that in due time. Golden Knights 3-1 up in the series against Winnipeg after two big wins in Manitoba.
Game tonight, right?
10 o'clock hour time. Wow. Yeah, so probably be more like 10:15 or 10:20 because there's a game on before it.
It started late the other day?
It did. Yeah. For TV, they adjust. So it'll probably be 10:15, 10:20. You know, we'll probably be, you know, signing off into the bed from that point. But two big wins in Manitoba for the Golden Knights. Game three, I thought I was just going to throw myself off of the roof of my home. We had our family here and the game was on. The Golden Knights were up 3 goals. And like Golden Knight fashion would have it, they blew that lead. They blew it. They allowed a goal late in the third period by Winnipeg that took it to overtime. And the Golden Knights won in double overtime.
I thought really that I was really confident in the beginning of the game. And then after all that, I thought for sure it was going to be a no.
Well, it looked good. There are some similarities with the series.
People got their money's worth who went to that
game.
They do.
They got free hockey. And what an atmosphere. I have to say, a crazy, amazing, great atmosphere in Winnipeg for games 3 and 4. They do a whiteout. And they do it well. They are loud. They love their team. And all these environments in the NHL playoffs are fantastic. Madison Square Garden is fantastic. Toronto is fantastic. Vegas. Boston. I was watching Boston last night. And goodness gracious, it was loud. Boston did lose to Florida. So that will be a longer series than most people thought. But all the environments are crazy good. And it can be said as well for Winnipeg and Vegas in this series. They had an easier time in game four, winning that game. Mm-hmm. Game three was scary. So for the Knights, they're getting great play from...
Sorry, Bruno.
He's over there now.
Oh, okay. I thought I felt him.
Oh. Yeah. Nobody can see this, but we have a huge... What is this thing called? It's a tent?
It's a swinging chair tent pod for our son.
Yeah, the cat likes it. Yeah. Apparently, our son can't have it when he's around because he likes it. So that's where he is right now, and you can't see it, but it's right in front of us. So that's fantastic. What was I saying? Okay, so an easier time for the Golden Knights in Game 4 than in Game 3. Golden Knights look to close out the series. It would be in their best interest to do so because they would have rest and the Edmonton LA series is going to go at least one more game.
But they would play Saturday if they don't.
They would play Saturday and it would probably be earlier. It would be in Winnipeg, Manitoba, which I believe is only an hour. I think it's Central Time, I believe.
Okay.
So you've got British Columbia, then Alberta, then Saskatchewan, then Manitoba. So it's more toward like that, around like that Minnesota, mm-hmm. like right above that area. So I think it's only an hour behind. So it will be earlier, and plus it's a weekend. So I don't want to see game six. I want the Golden Knights to wrap this up in five.
Yes, we're putting it out there into the universe. Yes. They're going to win tonight.
I don't know if I believe it, but I'm putting it out there that they will. Similarities between this series and last series that they played in Winnipeg in the playoffs, 2008 Western Conference Final. Winnipeg won the first game and the Golden Knights won the next four. So the Golden Knights can have a chance to do the same thing 5 years difference. Of course, that was a big series back then that took them to the Stanley Cup by winning it.
For some reason, more than anything, I remember that series more than like any other one. I don't know why.
I'll never forget. I had just gotten home from work and the game was going on. Ryan Reeves is from Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Please tell me I have that right. I think he is. He tipped the game-winning goal, and it was shot by Lucas Spezza. That guy didn't last very long with the Golden Knights, but Lucas Spezza shot the shot, and Ryan Reeves...
He is from Winnipeg.
From Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Tipped it in, and that was the game winner, and then the Knights went to the Stanley Cup. Interesting about that is there's a trophy that you get presented with. Both Eastern and Western Conference teams get pictured with a trophy, and most teams don't want to touch it because...
And Florida did.
England did.
Oh, England.
Actually, I think most of them did. I remember Derek England touching it like almost gladly, and I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, even like Vegas was new to hockey. And hockey was new to Vegas. But I knew that. Like the Eastern and Western Conference trophies, you don't touch them because they're not the cup. The cup is what you touch. And they touched it. And they won the first game of the Stanley Cup and didn't win another. And I don't think... And look, I am a good hockey person. I am. And suspicions, superstitions. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe it didn't.
Are we going to move on to our picks?
Yes. Apparently, I can't pick anything. Topala, here we go.
I want to talk about Vegas Varsity, and I already have them up there, so yay me. If you go to VegasVarsity.com, use our code VFP10, you save 10% off your entire order. Please go support them. They have a lot of new, interesting merch, fun stuff, different hat, shirt. So please go support them.
Yeah, if you want a new Vegas A's shirt, because it's happening.
I knew he was
going to. It's happening. You go to VegasVarsity.com. You type in our code VFP10 at checkout. You click on the Vegas A's. Absolutely. You click on your Vegas A's merch, and you'll be some of the first to have it because it's going to happen. So got to get to these picks here. Apparently, you know, maybe Paula's some kind of wizard or something. I don't know what's going on here. She's got Seattle in seven over Colorado, and Seattle is winning that series 3-2. So Seattle could possibly win it in six, or Seattle could possibly win it in seven. So Paula is still alive in that one. Jason is not alive in that one because I had Colorado in five. That dream is dead. Paula did have Minnesota in five. That's not going to happen because Dallas leads that series 3-2. So it's going to go six. I had Minnesota in six, but that's the wrong team. Dallas can wrap it up in six. Minnesota can win it in seven. We both had the Golden Knights in six, which the Golden Knights can do better than that if they win tonight, but that is still alive for next game if they don't. Paula has the Kings in, I want to make sure I'm looking at the right brackets. Yes. Paula has the Kings in six, which cannot happen because the Kings, no punches pulled here, poop their pants. Okay, they did. They had a lead 3-0 in game 3 and blew it, and then they lost game 4. Do I have that right? That might have been game 4, game 5. Anyway, the Kings were up 3-0 in a game recently, and they lost 5-4. Then they lost again, and they were in total control of the series at that point, and they became not in control. So the Kings in 6 for Paula, which can't happen. Edmonton in 7 for me, which can still happen. So kind of a mixed bag on the Western Conference side. I really kind of feel like the better matchup for Vegas is the Kings. I don't like the Edmonton matchup. I think that Edmonton will win that series if they match up, as I predicted, in the next round. Eastern Conference, as we will get to. Sorry,
buddy. It's okay.
We both had Boston in 5. That's not going to happen due to a Florida Panthers overtime win in Boston last night. Boston leads that series 3-2 going back to Sunrise. They can still win it, but they can't win it in 5 like we both have. Let's see. Paula has Tampa in 5. I have Tampa in 6. Neither one of those can happen because Toronto is up 3-1 in that series, which I believe took an extra day off, kind of like the Golden Knights series. Cat's messing with her feet, so that's where we're at with that. So an extra, I think it was an extra day off for Toronto and Tampa, kind of like Vegas had. Paula has the Islanders in 7. I have Carolina in 6. They both can happen because I believe Carolina leads that series 3-2, if I'm not mistaken. And that game goes back to Long Island.
Tonight?
I think tomorrow. The Rangers they alternate. So the Rangers are 1, Islanders are another night. So I believe it's tomorrow. Rangers and Devils. What is that series? Hold on, I'm going to have to look. It's either tied at 2. Let's see. Yeah, series is tied at 2, and the game is actually going on right now. Series is tied at 2, and I have the Rangers in 7. Mm-hmm. Paula has the Rangers in 6, wow. which can both happen. So
I'm pretty alive.
Yeah, no, you're alive. You know, there's a couple that both of us don't have. If Minnesota doesn't pull through for if Minnesota doesn't pull through for you, you had them in the final.
I stink. Like everything else is.
Well, that's not true. You were really good in the NCAA tournament. You know what I mean? I think you know. Well, you did get that. So I mean, a lot going on. Vegas is like we said, playing tonight. Having a really solid series from Mark Stone, from, you know, even though he just got back, from Jack Eichel, mm-hmm. from Brett Howden. I mean, I said that Brett Howden wouldn't win you many games in the playoffs when they got him last year. I'm happy to be wrong. He had a couple of goals and a couple of points in the last game. Really big series for Vegas right now. Really good idea to wrap it up tonight. Do you think they do?
I'm going to say yes because I want to put it out into the universe. But I'm cautiously optimistic.
Vegas, the although last time. All I can see is
very well watching the game on Saturday or recording it and watching it because we have stuff to do.
I could see either one. I think that, you know, I'm going to go against what I usually do and I'm just going to say they wrap it up.
Okay. Normally,
I really want to go against that, but I think it's in their best interest, and I think that Bruce Cassidy is going to have them focused. The Golden Knights were up 3-1 the last time they were in the playoffs, the year before last against Minnesota. They blew that lead, but ended up winning in Game 7 on Matthias Janmark on his hat trick in Game 7. Excuse me.
You want to talk about Monkey Cult?
Yes, monkeycultcoffee.com. Join the cult. Get a bag of their newest, most delicious flavor.
Coconut rum.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that toasted coconut?
Toasted rum? Coconut rum. I've been talking about it for the last few episodes and it's out.
So. It's delicious. Like the other flavors, fantastic. MonkeyCultCoffee.com, at Coffee Cult Life on Twitter.
VFP10.
VFP10. That's right. That is the code as well. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you're watching us on YouTube, which you could subscribe to our YouTube at the Vegas Fever Podcast on YouTube. Just type that in. You'll find it. I'm sure we're also on Facebook. You can type that in Facebook as well.
Yes, but we're putting our show on Inside the Rink.
Yes.
YouTube right now.
Yes. Yes. Inside the Rink on YouTube is where our show is going.
That way you can watch our show and others and get all the good playoff information.
Tons of playoff content. You guys, it's crazy. Guys and gals, it is crazy how much our, you know, our platform that we're with is invested in, mm-hmm. you know, in the playoffs.
They're always thinking of new ideas and how to pump content out. So they work very, very, very hard.
So hopefully the next time, you know, we all get together, we'll be able to talk about Vegas being in the second round. I don't like the Winnipeg matchup, Edmonton. I dislike the Edmonton matchup a lot. I think that they've got more than one star. I think they've got a complete team. I feel like it's going to be tough for the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights will have home ice advantage. I don't know really what that does. I think that for a team like Vegas, when they're not on, they're not on. And I think that home or not, I mean, the Golden Knights went into a hostile environment in Winnipeg and won two games. So, I mean,
that's hard to do.
You know, and Winnipeg won a game in Vegas. I really think that, you know, it doesn't really matter. You got to come with your A game. I like what Bruce Cassidy has done with changing some of the power play units up, you know, moving players around when he has to. Most of the time he hasn't been moving players around because the guys have been playing well. So the lineup is pretty much the same. Will Carrier will come back into the lineup
tonight.
Yes. Okay. And I hope that Keegan Kolesar is the one he replaces. So,
well, there's that.
Cause Keegan Kolesar is only good for kind of starting a fight and not really finishing it and then skating off into the penalty box and maybe into the abyss. You know what I mean? Like, is he good defensively? Maybe so, but he doesn't really provide much offensively. So Will Carrier back in. And yeah, okay. Pretty much all we got. At the Golden Wife on Twitter, at Vegas Fever Pod on Twitter. Subscribe, follow, like, all those great things. And
see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Back.